You announced Sunday that you are seeking to be Galesburg's next mayor and the first candidate to announce that you're doing that. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided that you'd like to run?
Sure. Well, I actually am from Galva.
Okay.
Which I think a lot of people know where that is.
Sure.
I moved to Galesburg when I was about 19. You know, Galesburg was like the big city back then. You know,
yeah.
Like when I was a kid, we'd come to Sandberg Mall, and that was super cool.
Mm-hmm. Good old days.
Right. I was like, yes, we're going to Galesburg. And then when I was 19, I was like, oh, I'm going to move to Galesburg and go to Carl Sandburg. I got my degree at Carl Sandburg and then also worked at the Orpheum Theater in Knox College. And then I was like, well, you know, I really want to pursue my education. So I went to Macomb, to WIU, and did a too many degrees, some my parents would say. They would say that I wanted to be a full-time student the rest of my life. And I'm like, hey, we are always full-time students. So I got a degree in theater, anthropology, and also a master's in sociology. And then I moved to Huntsville, Alabama for 6 months and realized I love Galesburg.
It drew you back.
And it drew me back. So, and I brought my husband with me, and he's originally from Chicago, and he fell in love with Galesburg as well. And we've been here since 2017, and we love it. To the point of I would love to run for mayor. So
in the 3 degrees that you mentioned, those all seem somewhat related and they're kind of people oriented, I would say.
Absolutely. It's interesting that you bring that up, Cameron, because a lot of people are like, you know, I don't really know a lot about the resume of a mayor, right?
Sure.
Like, what does that look like? A lot of people would be like, oh, I don't see an administration here, or I don't see business here. And that's absolutely right. It's a lot of, you know, arts, if you will. But anthropology and sociology put a different perspective on things. We look at the micro and macro of things. We look at how communities are moving, patterns, why, you know, we look at poverty rates. We look at, you know, we love numbers. And then anthropology, there's multiple facets of that. And then theater, right? So
yeah.
It's like, how did those all work out together? I think it's because I realized, one, you got to be creative and imaginative to have change. And I think all those degrees work together, and then they will create change out of them. And that's kind of what I want to do here in Galesburg. I think we have tons of art. I would love to cultivate that. I want people to come down from Chicago, take the train to Galesburg to see all the great art that's happening on the Orpheum stage or at Prairie Players or Art in the Park. Just there's so much, and we're just at the edge of possibilities. So,
With your background in social services, and I don't want to repeat the last question, but how do you see that as kind of working for you as mayor? I think that would be a slightly different approach. And I think we've had a lot of business people. Makes sense, but how do you think that would be slightly different than what we currently kind of have?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So in social services, you see every walk of life. And when I say every walk of life, I mean, you see those people that are in crisis mode, but then you also see those people with a big heart. And when I say that, there are so many groups in this town that want to help each other. Like, it's like, you know, heartfelt. Like, I feel it all the time. Like, on Facebook, I'm like, oh, gosh, this community loves each other.
Yeah.
So when I say I get to see all walks of life, that's definitely what I get to see. But then social services also open up another door, if you will, to the aspect of our shortcomings as a community. Like, what can we be doing better? For example, such as in some areas of our community, we have food deserts. So what do I mean by that, right? So there, like if you go south of town, there's not really a lot of grocery stores, opposed to when you're in north, you have Aldi's, Walmart, Hy-Vee, right?
Yeah.
You're really limited. So especially like Aldi's is like got great prices, opposed to, you know, another chain. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Right. And because you're far away, you have to walk. Well, how are you going to walk back home with groceries? I mean, yes, there's public transportation, but that still costs 60 cents to take the bus.
Yeah.
Right. And you have kids that you're, you know, I go to grocery store with my kid every time. So I can imagine having to get on with your kids and groceries. And I don't think people want to get on the bus when, oh, wow, there's two people on here with, you know, 20 bags of groceries. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are like issues that you start realizing there's a problem. And then you work with those people that are passionate to be like, how can we fix those and rectify that?
As far as the food desert, do you have any ideas of, I mean, how would you go about that? Just creating incentives for a grocery store to set up at a certain part of town?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. I would say be careful when you say incentives, too, because you don't want to open up a door of, hey, come in here, be tax-free for 10 years, and what do you think is going to happen in 10 years? They're going to be like, pie, you know, see you later. It's been 10 years, it's been great, I'm out of here. So I think just that kind of change of idea of thinking out of the box of how to get, you know, another grocery store. I don't have that plan down because I still want to talk to everybody. I want to talk to KCAP. I want to talk to our city manager. Like, they've been doing this for a long time. Like, what did they see? How do they want to do that? Use me as the way to do it, you know?
Sure. I know a lot of times people, or at least sometimes people, are inspired to run for local office when they're disappointed with the current leadership.
Sure.
I don't know. Is that true for you, or is it more just you wanted to get involved and make a difference?
Yeah, I mean, I would never say I'm disappointed at our current government. I would just say that it's time for change. It's the right climate. I would, if I had to point at anything that I feel like I would do different, it would probably have signed that proclamation by the NAACP.
Sure.
So,
you'd be Galesburg's first female mayor. Would that have any significance for you, or is that just kind of a footnote?
I think that's just a footnote.
Okay. Anything that you'd like people to know about where they can get more information about you, or any website, anything you have?
Sure. If you want to contact me with any questions or concerns, you can email me at jacqueline4mayor@gmail.com. I know I'm putting this on the air, and absolutely, if you want to call me directly, that's fine. And my phone number is 309-569-7960. I am a transparent person. I believe in an open door policy. If you ever want to sit down and talk with ideas, you're a person that lives here, and as am I. And you have a voice here. You know, you are Galesburg, and I want to be your representative for this town. So,
all right. Thank you so much, Jacqueline.
You're welcome.
Yeah.